And while they're doing that, I just want to mention, you know, since this first Sunday of the year, just a couple things, just kind of internally about Journey and looking back over the last year. It's really been a remarkable year in many ways for us as a church. I'll just give you a couple things just so you have a few markers in your mind, kind of know how things are going. Average attendance was 203 people per week between the two services, about 150 on Sunday mornings typically, and about 50 on Sunday nights, our recovery service over at the J.P. Jones Center. We've had some remarkable God moments throughout the year, things like a donor giving $100,000 for the foundation this summer that we did get put in by a team. We had two work teams come up this summer, so those were neat things where people came and gave us at least a week of their time to help us move forward in our building project. We did have 17 baptisms in 2014, people who stepped up and said, I want to follow Jesus Christ. Christmas Sunday was pretty cool. On December 21st, we had six children baptized that particular day. Michi Roberts, Jessica Dixon, Jack Dixon, Aiden Roller, Henry Dickinson, which is our youngest, and Jeremy Wood, who is was our foster son for about 10 months. And so that was an exciting day and just a cool time. Looking back, when I asked some of the leaders what were some favorite moments, they talked about camps that we did with the kids. And I know I went and saw a closing program from the camp, and the kids were all quoting Bible verses. It was like the sword and dealing with temptation, and it was really neat. Mike led a rite of passage weekend for teenage boys about what it was mean to be a Christian man. That was exciting. We just had a lot of neat things. God blessed us financially in many ways, pretty remarkable. General fund giving, which is kind of just, you know, what does it take to run a church and pay salaries and rent this place and all the things we do, insurance and all that. That was up 26%, which is unheard of in churches. And then the total giving, which includes the building fund, which was remarkable, was up 35% over last year. So just some exciting things. And the one kind of the flat out miracle, and I've talked about this and things, but just in case you haven't heard it, it's a pretty cool thing. In our building fund, October 1st, we were at zero because we had spent everything for our building season. We had a good season out at the property. And we needed $110,000 about the end of November. And by December 10th, we were able to send that $110,000 to a structural panel company, which is pretty remarkable. And we had people really sacrifice and give, and it was a pretty amazing thing. And since December 10th to the end of the year, we had another $16,000 come in specifically to the building fund. So we continue to see God's grace. I mean, to be $1 million into a building project and not have a penny of debt is truly remarkable. So I just want to commend you and thank you for giving and praying. Amazing stuff. There's just been a lot of God moments, and there's lots of fun ones. I'll probably share a few next week as well. But one that I just had was right before Christmas. I had a business guy meet me and say, we met for breakfast, and so he sat down. And he said, well, what would it take to take your recovery director, Stan, who's you're going to hear from him later, he said, what would it take to take him from, you know, your part-time hourly worker to a full-time salary worker? And we had already, you know, planned on moving him up a certain number of hours. And I said, well, you know, in the ballpark of $15,000. And a couple days later, he brought the $15,000. So just God provides. And so we were able to move Stan to full-time staff in that recovery director spot, and that's very exciting because that's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort to walk people out of addictions. Is incredibly time-consuming and a real challenging task. And so that was just another one of those God moments. Of course, I invite that particular guy to breakfast a lot now, but no, I'm kidding. But it's really been truly remarkable. I do want to let you know about something. You know, this as a year, I mean, we'll touch on lots of aspects in Scripture, lots of themes in Scripture, but one that I will continue to circle back to is prayer. You're going to hear about that today. You're going to hear about it throughout the year. We're actually going to give you a book on your way out if you want, one per family. It's called Extreme Prayer. It's a quick little read, And so just invite you to get that. And in about a month, we'll give you the opportunity, if you want to get together in a small group kind of setting and discuss it, we'll set that up and have that opportunity. So I just want to let you know about that. I'm not going to talk about them right this today, but on the back of the bulletin, there are some new goals for 2015. So you're welcome to read through that, particularly you type A types. I'm one of those. I like to know what are some things we're trying to hit. And I'll talk about that a little bit next week for just a couple minutes. So we have a lot going on. One of the things that was neat this particular year was we had another strong season of small groups. I loved seeing, I think he's in here, but I love seeing Paul and Debbie baptize after our Acts group and then turn around and he led the Truth Project group. And I love seeing those kinds of transitions where people make decisions and they continue to move forward in their faith. And so we do have lots of small groups starting. We have a couple starting this week. You'll see a commercial kind of trailer after the sermon's done about one of them that I'm leading tomorrow night. It's a group on prayer done by Max Lucado. It's a video group. And also, there is a group tomorrow that starts at noon at Denny's. If you look in the bulletin, there's all the small groups. There's a pullout that you can look at. I strongly encourage you. It really is how we do life here at Journey. It's really how you get to know people at Journey. I just think it's crucial. And I think the best learning happens there because you get to ask questions and talk to each other and share what God is doing in your life. And I just think it's a great thing. And so like tomorrow at noon at Denny's restaurant, I'll start a group that's the Book of Romans, which is one of my favorite books. It really just lays out the faith, the doctrine of the Christian faith. It's an opportunity if you're interested in that. And we tell you, if you look through, you know, like the prayer group that's tomorrow night that starts, it's 4 weeks, you know, so we let you know that. The Romans group that's tomorrow at noon at Denny's is 13 weeks, so it's more of a commitment. So anyway, but please look through those things, preferably not during the sermon, but at some point, look through those, get involved in a small group. I just think it's how you can really do life with others and get to know others and move forward in your faith.